It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into Sports Daily, everybody, as we get you rocking and rolling and ready for some football tonight and into the weekend. Maybe a little baseball here as we welcome in our betting insider, PJ Glasser, on the line. It is the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the Send It In podcast for more analysis. Just search Send It In wherever you find your podcast. PJ, topically speaking, folks around here are locked in and now concerned today, I would say, about the Royals. But I would also say this to you. They have been very fruitful this postseason because other than last night, they have been underdogs in every game, which means you get plus money. Do you think plus money tonight to send the series back to New York is a good way to look at it?
Yeah, I do. I would like the Royals tonight, guys. I think they get the job done. Their starting pitching pretty much all postseason has been really, really good. I thought Lugo had another good performance last night. Stanton just kind of had the big home run in the eighth inning to win that game. Gerrit Cole's on the mound tonight for the Yankees. This is why the Yankees gave Cole all that money a couple of years ago, was for games like this, moments like this, when you have a chance to close out a series and move on to the next round. But as you guys know, I mean, Waka has been really solid for Kansas City this season. And, you know, Bobby Witt hasn't really gotten going yet in this series. And you just figure it's only a matter of time until he kind of breaks out, has that big extra base hit to kind of get the Royals going. So I always thought the Royals would give the Yankees maybe a tougher series than a lot of people thought they would. I like them to send this back to New York for a decisive game 5. So, yeah, I do like the Royals tonight at plus 125.
It's been a good bet. All postseason for them, clearly, as they've been better than people expect. We'll see. Let's look at Thursday night football, PJ. You've got a fun one. It's a rivalry game. A lot of injuries on both sides of the ball for both teams. So when I look at this, and I know this is anti Thursday night football over a large period of time, but look at last Thursday night football and what happened. This to me seems like a game where all your same game parlays, like player props, like I think the guys that do play are going to kind of pile it up a little bit in this game. I don't know if they're getting over 49 because that's a big number, but I like the Niners and I like a lot of the player props tonight.
It's an interesting game, guys. You know, Seattle's defense was one of the best in the NFL the first 3 weeks. And then these last couple weeks against the Lions, certainly on Monday night a couple weeks ago, and then against the Giants last week, just hasn't been as good. Jacob, you mentioned all the injuries that are in this game. Seattle's defense has their fair share, but their offense has been good. I think they'll be able to score in this game. San Francisco, I see the same kind of thing. So, look, the Niners are in an interesting spot in their season, right? They're 2-3. Tough divisional road game tonight against Seattle. And then, as you guys know, the following week, they play Kansas City in a Super Bowl rematch. So if they're not careful, I mean, they very easily could be 2-5 potentially. I think you're going to get a good performance out of the Niners. They won 5 straight against Seattle. It feels like the last couple of years, these games have always been in prime time as well. These Niners-Seahawks games in Seattle, they played on Thanksgiving. They played on Thursday night. Like, the Niners are used to going into Seattle in prime time, which, as we know, is one of the tougher environments to play at night. So they seem to handle that well. Purdy's played well there in the past. He's played really well this season. I think what you're seeing with San Francisco guys and why they're not able to close these games out late is because of the injury to McCaffrey. You know, when you don't have the best running back in football and you can't lean on him the final 5 minutes of a game, it's making it really tough for them to close out these games. So I don't know if I'd lay 3.5 just because it is a divisional game on the road. I like the Niners to win. I would take them on the money line at minus 190, and then I would maybe look at parlaying them with one of these other games on the NFL board, because I do like quite a few favorites this week in the NFL, and I think you can get some good money line options with the Niners and maybe one of these other teams to play on Sunday.
You know, PJ, Paul Savage here. Glad to have you on the show again. Hey, you know something? When I look at the roster of opportunities to make some money on, I like a game that others may look and say, boy, I'm not sure how to pick that. And I'm not sure I know how to pick it. But the Commanders and the Ravens looks to be an interesting game. First of all, you got probably – do I dare say after 4 or 5 games Commanders have maybe one of the most dynamic quarterbacks, maybe of the future. I don't know. Maybe so, maybe not. I don't know. But, man, how do you pick that game? Right now the Commanders are getting 6.5 points. Does that seem right to you? Because that seems extremely high to me, which kind of makes you want to make this bet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting line, Paul. No doubt about it. Guys, I've been living in this area my whole life. I'm a Ravens fan. I've never seen so much excitement around the Commanders, so much excitement around this matchup. I mean, Nance and Romo, we know, are the number one CBS broadcast crew. They're doing this game on Sunday, which kind of tells you how well Daniels has been playing, how well the Commanders have been playing. I actually think this game is going to go one of two ways. I think the Commanders can win this game outright, or I think the Ravens are going to kill them, to be quite honest with you. Lamar Jackson is 21-1 against the NFC, guys. He's 21-1. You saw him beat Dallas earlier this season. You saw him dismantle the Niners last year. You saw him beat up on Seattle. You saw him beat up on Detroit. Like, this is what the Ravens do when they go up against NFC teams. The big reason is because Lamar is one of one. Like, his combination of speed and all the different things that they run, these NFC teams that see him once every 4 years, they don't know how to defend it. What makes this matchup so great, though, is that if there was anybody who's close to Lamar, it's the quarterback on the other team and Jaden Daniels, right? So both defenses practice against the guy that they're going to be seeing on the other side of the field on Sunday, which is why I actually like the under in this game. Because of both quarterbacks, both offenses, the way that they're playing right now, I think everybody naturally is just going to want to bet the over. Ravens have one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. Commanders have one of the worst run defenses. But the fact that both quarterbacks have such a similar skill set, I actually think is going to help both defenses in this matchup. So it's a high total, guys. 52, 51.5. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The under is the play that I like the best.
That's really interesting. And there is some history, right? When NFL games get into the 50s, because they never really go higher than what, like 53, 54.
Yeah.
I know at one point there was a trend that those games can get over that. But, you know, but yeah, I haven't thought about it that way. Boy, Daniels looks good. And he does look like Lamar. They're a lot alike. Around the NFL. So we don't have the Chiefs this week, certainly, which is you know, which is not fun for us here, but there are a lot of good games. Another one featuring two teams people feel like are, you know, contenders. Lions Cowboys, another really high total as well. Cowboys, I am very surprised by this one. You can get the Cowboys plus money at home against the Lions. It feels like all those, you know, we remember when the Cowboys and all their lines seemed skewed and all that. I think that's all out the window. That's hard for me to even say out loud. That seems weird to me.
I mean, what's crazy, Jacob, and you know, as a Cowboys fan, I mean, they're 0-2 at home this season, and they're 3-0 on the road. Usually,
which
it's like the
so yeah,
right. Usually, it's the other way around. They're normally a great home team. I actually like Detroit in this game, you guys, for a couple reasons. The first one is they're coming off a bye week, and they're going on the road. In the NFL, you always like taking teams that are coming off a bye and going on the road just because they're more focused, right? You're not dealing with like 2 weeks of being at home and dealing with all the chores and dealing with everything. You got to go on the road. You got to get on a plane. You got to lock in much quicker. But the revenge angle in this game, I think, is so important. If you guys remember when these two teams played last year towards the end of the regular season, the Lions got screwed when one of their offensive linemen, Dan Skipper, came in for a two-point conversion, and he told the official Brad Allen that he was eligible. He brushed across his chest, and he caught the touchdown, and the official said he was ineligible. Every time you watch a Lions game when they're at home and Dan Skipper checks in, there's always a mock cheer from the Detroit crowd because of that play. That play and that game has stuck with the Lions fans. It's stuck with the players. And now they finally get to go back to Dallas and make amends for that game last season. So I think Detroit has been wanting Dallas for a while. I think they use that extra week of prep for their bye to really make sure they're ready to go in this game. And look, Dallas still has injuries, right, to their defensive line. And when you're going up against the best offensive line in football and a Lions offense that looks like it maybe got it rolling when we saw them last against Seattle, I like Detroit, fellas. I would grab the -3 because I think this game closes at 3.5.
That's interesting. All right. What else on the NFL slate? What are some of your favorite plays on Sunday?
So, guys, my favorite bet, believe it or not, in the NFL this week is going to be the Carolina Panthers +6 against the Falcons. I think they have a chance to win this game outright. There are three reasons why I like Carolina so much. The first one is the matchup. Andy Dalton is one of those quarterbacks that, when he doesn't get pressure, he's very good. And when he does get pressure, like we saw last week against Chicago, he's not very good. Atlanta's the second worst in the league in generating pressure. So I think Dalton's going to have time, and he's going to be able to make plays. The second reason I like it so much is Atlanta's schedule has been so brutal through the first 5 weeks. Open up the season against Pittsburgh. Week 2, Monday Night Football against the Eagles. Week 3, Sunday night against the Chiefs. Divisional game against the Saints. Then they had that thriller last Thursday night against the Bucs. They played 3 primetime games, a divisional game, the season opener. It's like they've had no room to really breathe the first 5 weeks of the season. Now they go on the road and they're playing arguably the worst team in football. I think this could very easily be a letdown spot for the Falcons. And then the third reason is the spread. The look-ahead line in this game was 3. Now it's all the way up to 6 because the Panthers look so bad against Chicago. Guys, the Falcons haven't been leading by 7 points at any point this season. And now they're laying 6 on the road. And we know how great big underdogs have been doing in the NFL this year. So I think a lot of people are going to look at this game, Atlanta, Carolina, and want nothing to do with it. But I think there's great value on the Panthers this week. I think there's a shot that they pull off the upset. So it's my favorite bet this week, fellas, Carolina.
There you go. Well, let's shift gears, if you don't mind, to college football. An interesting game. I'm really curious how you're going to break this thing down, because I'll tell you what, I am befuddled by K-State and Colorado. I look at that game right now, and I think to myself, you know, Colorado could win this game by 3 touchdowns, but so could Kansas State. I really don't know how to play this game. Right now, K-State's given 4 points. Over-under is 56.5. Would you tell me how to play this game? Because I'm not sure I know how to do it.
Guys, can I tell you, like, honestly, outside of Oregon and Ohio State, I think this is the game I'm most looking forward to watching on Saturday.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I think it's going to be, that good. I really do. I think the environment there at Boulder is going to be awesome. Their offense, I mean, they can score, but it's their defense that's been getting better week after week after week. At the end of the day, it really all comes down to Avery Johnson and if he's able to make plays through the air, because Colorado's pass defense is gettable. And if he was able to make plays through the air, then I think K-State can have some success. I do think they're better, especially on both lines of scrimmage. And in a game like this, where the environment is going to be so good and it's a big game for both teams, at the end of the day, I think that's what it comes down to. Kansas State's ability to run the football. I trust their defense with a couple weeks of prep as well. So I would take K-State, guys. I'd lay the 4 with them, honestly. I think it's going to be a really good game, but I think we all kind of wrote off Colorado early in the season because of how they finished last year, and it looked like their defense was the same old Colorado. Now they've won a couple games in a row against Baylor and UCF, two teams that I don't really think are all that great, and it feels like a lot of people now are jumping back on the Colorado bandwagon. They're playing one of the better teams in the Big 12, and I think Kansas State, I think they get the win. I think they cover. So it's going to be a great game. Can't wait to watch, but I'd take K-State.
And the over-under at 56.5 seems gettable to me, too. I think a little bit of shootout city, PJ. K-State's been selling out to stop the run against a lot of teams, and it's been effective for them, right? Drive-stopping plays on passing downs. If they do that again, Colorado's probably going to make big plays, and I think they'll still try to do it and allow that to happen, but try to get off the field with sacks and interceptions. So we're with you, man. We're very excited. We have had that one circled for a while. I'm kind of glad it's late. Just keep in mind what happened to K-State at BYU in that late night window. What else in the college slate has you intrigued? What are some of your favorite plays on Saturday?
Yeah, so I like USC plus the points against Penn State. It was at 5.5. Now it's down to 4.5. Guys, keep this in mind. In the Big Ten, obviously with these West Coast schools joining a bunch of these schools in the Midwest, we all wonder what that midweek travel would be like and what it would be like for these teams like Washington going to Rutgers or going to Northwestern, whatever it may be. So far this season, teams that have had to travel through time zones where there is a 2 or 3 hour difference, they're 1-7 straight up. And that's what Penn State faces this week when they have to go across the country to USC. So it's very real for these teams that obviously have to make some cross-country road trips. So I think just traveling across the country is going to be brutal for Penn State. I also like getting USC off of a loss against Minnesota. I think it's going to have them more prepared. It's going to have them more focused, ready to go. USC could be undefeated, guys. They should have beaten Michigan a month ago. They should have beaten Minnesota last week. So this is a team that very easily could be undefeated. If that was the case, I think this spread would be closer to like 2.5 or something like that. Instead, we're getting well over a field goal. So I like the Trojans. They're very good at home. This is by far the best offense that Penn State's going to see all season. And their defense, as we know, has been much improved. So I like that game. And then give me West Virginia plus the 3 against Iowa State as well. Morgantown's just one of those places that's really tough to place to play at night. I think they match up well with Iowa State. You know, the Cyclones know who they are. We talk about identity in football all the time. Iowa State wants to play defense. They want to run the football. They want to win the turnover battle. It's a very tough thing to do on the road at night in Morgantown. So I like West Virginia. I think they have the best player on the field in Garrett Green, their quarterback in that game. So give me the Mountaineers plus 3, USC plus 5.5, two plays I really like this week.
I've got a play.
All right,
for
PJ, you got one, Paul, real
just
quick.
Just real quick, Here's my play of the week, Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Vanderbilt getting 13.5 against Kentucky, Kentucky at home. I kind of like Kentucky in this, and it's a for sure deal because what a letdown it was. You know, you beat the number one team in the country, and you turn around and play. You're getting 13.5. That's not enough points, is it?
Paul, I absolutely love it. It's almost like the transitive property game, right? Like Vandy got Bama off the ultimate letdown after that game against Georgia, and now here's Vandy off of their letdown, right?
Bingo.
Against Bama. It's the same thing. That's why I loved Vandy last week, because that you knew Bama was going to have a letdown after that Georgia win. I mean, guys, I think they're still carrying that goalpost across Nashville. You know, they're still partying after that game. So I'm with you, Paul. I love Kentucky minus 13.5 as well.
Can't blame them for partying. We'll be partying up late Saturday night watching K-State. PJ, we appreciate it. Thank you for the time. Thanks for the tips. Let's all make some money.
Absolutely. Good luck, guys. Talk to you next week.
As the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser, those insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. All right, let's start one of our text-to-win contests. We'll do HTO in the first hour today, And we'll do a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors for you. We'll do a free iced or hot coffee featuring free rain coffee for you. These are good for any of the three Wichita Metro locations, east, west, or in Derby. And you can win right now by texting the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. When we come back, Tommy will rejoin. So will our K-State insider, Tim Fitzgerald. We sort of set the table for you from a betting perspective there with PJ. Now we'll dig into it in what should be one of the premier games of the week. I think the ratings on this thing are going to be high. I think all eyes will be on the Cats this weekend. We'll talk about it next with Tim Fitzgerald when Sports Daily rolls into hour number two.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.